Chapter 36. Wei Li Ming lay on his stomach beside the extraction hole, his right arm extended over the rim trying to extract a water sample. His eyes were definitely not playing tricks on him. His face, now only a yard or so from the water, could see everything perfectly. This is incredible. Straining harder, Ming maneuvered the beaker in his fingers, trying to reach down to the surface of the water. All he needed was another few inches. Unable to extend his arm any farther, Ming repositioned himself closer to the hole. He pressed the toes of his boots against the ice and firmly replanted his left hand on the rim. Again, he extended his right arm as far as he could. Almost. He shifted a little closer. Yes, the edge of the beaker broke the surface of the water. As the liquid flowed into the container, Ming stared in disbelief. Then, without warning, something utterly inexplicable occurred. Out of the darkness, like a bullet from a gun, flew a tiny speck of metal. Ming only saw it for a fraction of a second before it smashed into his right eye. The human instinct to protect one's eyes was so innately ingrained that despite Ming's brain telling him that any sudden movements risked his balance, he recoiled. It was a jolting reaction more out of surprise than pain. Ming's left hand, closest to his face, shot up reflexively to protect the assaulted eyeball. Even as his hand was in motion, Ming knew he had made a mistake. With all of his weight leaning forward and his only means of support suddenly gone, Wei Li Ming teetered. He recovered too late. Dropping the beaker and trying to grab onto the slick ice to stop his fall, he slipped, plummeting forward into the darkened hole.